It is 10 minutes past 12 o'clock, and we got some great music lined up for us. It is a, wow, you guys, let me try this. Is that, there we go. Yeah, we are online. It is my pleasure to welcome to the studio Scott Reisner on mandolin. We got Matt Wobnitz on the guitar. We got Casey Campbell on drums and Ian Matthew on the bass. Together they are Buffalo Wobs and the Price Hill Hustle. On stage tonight at the Clifton Opera House, just down the road in Clifton, Ohio. And a pleasure. Welcome, gentlemen. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
If you like, just go ahead and hit one, and then I got some questions about these beautiful instruments you've brought today.
All right, will do.
The Buffalo Wobs and the Price Hill Hustle on 91.3 WYSO, live in studio. They'll be live on stage tonight at the Clifton Opera House. So I've been knowing a couple of you for many, many years. But I'd like to know how it is that you guys all got together in this form. It sounds good together.
Well, thank you. We've been this form of the Hustle for only about 8.5, 9 months now. Matt and I started. He dragged me into this project kind of off of a whim about 14 months ago. And Ian's been a good friend of ours and a musician around Cincinnati. And he joined us up, back September or so? Late September, October. And then very shortly after that, Scott picked up on the mando with us. I met Scott through another project that we were working on. And he loved what we were doing so much, he wanted to be a part of it. So here we are.
That's a good thing. It came together well. Also, I just want to say, you guys are the best dressed of my guests.
We dress for radio.
That's exactly right.
Only us would dress up for the radio.
You should see it. Well, the thing is, you'd come up from Cincinnati and you're spending the day in town, right? You're going to be.
Absolutely.
So if you see some gentlemen in fine white shirts with black suspenders, or just Scott here with a beautiful. One of the finest set of overalls I've seen in a while. Or Mr. Ian with the checkered. You know that that's the band, and they're at Clifton Opera House tonight. So I wondered about the Buffalo Wobs. What's the Wob? It's your name, Matt Wobnitz.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's been Wobs for as long as I've known him, and probably for as long as about anybody who knows him.
Has known him. I've been fascinated with this cropping up of the term Buffalo. Coming up in band names, it's coming up like a lot of buffaloes on album covers. I see a lot of records coming in. It's like Buffalo has captured the current sort of artful imagination.
We need to trademark that then.
Clearly. You better hurry.
The Buffalo came around from Wobbs. That's sort of been a catch of his for a while as well. It's his spirit animal. He doesn't talk about that very much.
He's laughing.
Everybody we hang out with has some sort of nickname. When I met all these guys, I couldn't keep everybody straight. So whether it's, Mule Kick or Buffalo or whatever. So
that's Ian talking. Yeah. I've known you since you were a young teenager.
Oh, yeah. I was probably 15, 16. I remember my band at the time doing a show when you were in Len's Lounge down at Sudsy Malone's in Cincinnati. Yeah.
So long ago.
Absolutely.
And so it's nice. When I knew you, you were a young songwriter and played guitar, and you're on bass in this outfit.
Uh-huh.
Multi-instrumentalist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw the band. I said, I'm joining that band. I don't care if I have to play bass or what. So, yeah.
We're live in studio with Buffalo Wobs and the Price Hill Hustle. I'm going to tease you about putting Price Hill in your name, but that's after this next song. What you got for me?
Well, this song is actually the last song we did. That's an old traditional called I Ain't Got No Home. It used to be I Don't Have a Home in This World Anymore, and then Woody Guthrie kind of changed that. But that song and this song are both on our EP that we let out earlier this year. This next song is written by a good friend of ours from Northern California, Mr. Willie T. Taylor, and this song is called The Very Best.
And we tune our very best.
That's right. We tune because we care.
Got no answers for
my wonders. Them lonely nights I stayed upon, loaded drinking, slowly stinking. 8 million miles from you was I thinking. Hope it's not too late to go to you. Rest upon your breast.
Buffalo Wobbs and the Price Hill Hustle on 91.3 WYSO. On stage tonight at the Clifton Opera House, just down the road here. Beautiful place to see this brand of cute acoustic music. You can find out more about the band and make a connection to what they're up to at PriceHillHustle.com. You guys are playing with Steep Canyon Rangers coming up in Cincinnati.
Yeah, this
sweet.
Coming Thursday.
Very sweet.
Very happy to support them. That's down at the 20th Century Theater, a really great venue down in Oakley and Cincinnati.
Yeah, indeed. So I spent a lot of time in Cincinnati back in the day. You know, I haunted a few places in the evening, among other things. And so, you know, if you button up your shirt wrong, if you miss it and you got it, you're done, but you got more shirt than... You know, that's called a Price Hill button job, isn't it?
Is it? I think so.
For sure.
Well, that's absolutely a new one on me, but I'll take it. I
even use that with my kids who've never even been to Cincinnati. I'll be like, oh, honey, Price Hill. Check again. So it's kind of funny.
That's awesome. We have to now start dressing like that.
That sounds about right.
Oh, I loved Price Hill. And remember the bumper stickers, Price Hill, we look down on Cincinnati?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, are you from Price Hill then, Matt?
I grew up, just 2 blocks from Price Hill.
Yeah.
And
oh, not even.
I work there. I've been there working there for the last 10 years, and that's kind of where we all came together and started playing.
Bartending at the Crow's Nest, the oldest Irish bar in Cincinnati.
So really?
That's kind of the new folk haunt of Cincinnati. A lot of great music passes through that way. So,
of course, Northside Tavern up there in the Comet, that's all still going strong.
Oh, yeah. Great, great scene in Cincinnati. So much is just, even in the last few years, it's just so many bands, so many venues pop up, just seems like every day, and it's such a great thing, such a great community down there.
Truly. Well,
congratulations on finding each other and
thank
all
you.
That. Yeah. It's a nice lineup. It's so I'm just delighted to have you in today. Again, you're on stage tonight at the Clifton Opera House here in our beautiful neck of the woods. It's the Buffalo Wobs. Or not even the. It's just Buffalo Wobs.
We might start using the. We might go with the Buffalo.
With so many buffaloes out
so
there,
many
yeah.
Many buffaloes.
That's
you
right.
need not just any, but the Buffalo Wobs and the Price Hill Hustle. Do you have another one for us?
We do. We'll do one more off of our EP here. Nothing Like a Lincoln. This song is called "Walking Down the Line." Might be familiar to a few of y'all. Ready, boys?
Yeah.
All right.
Buffalo Wobs and the Price Hill Hustle live right here on Excursions on Member Supported 91.3, live on stage tonight at the Clifton Opera House right here in our beautiful neck of the woods. And I want to say, Scott Reisner on mandolin there, I've never seen an instrument like what you're holding there. What manner of Frankenmando are you holding there?
It is a mandolin.
Yeah.
It's a Godin A8, and it's a chambered body, and it works best when I have to plug in.
Meant to be.
It's meant to be played electrically, but it sounds acoustic to me.
Oh, it's beautiful. And you get a little EQ on there.
Yeah. I've got more knobs than I know what to do with.
Well, now.
That's a different interview.
Yeah, that's a different interview for later, for nighttime. Matt, I can't see. What's this guitar you're playing here? It's like a strong acoustic, but those are metal strings. What's going on?
It's a Recording King guitar. It's a 00 body style. It has the wider neck.
Yeah.
Which makes it a little easier for me finger-picking.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
The only problem is once you start playing this, it's tough to go back.
Yeah, it seemed like toy guitars after that. And you, the drummer there, you're like set up. You're playing.
Ma'am.
You got one of those cool in place of a kick. That's that box thing that.
No, actually, it's just a suitcase.
Okay, my glasses are.
Yeah,
this is
a Samsonite.
You should paint that. Oh, you have.
That's put beautiful. Our logo on the front. But yeah, I made this drum. A year ago or so for another kind of little side thing I did once, and it's just worked out great. It's got a real dead sound to it, and the best part is when I tear it down, I throw all my hardware in it, tote it out the door. So
beauty,
yeah,
beauty of design,
simplicity.
But you're set up, so you're doing that, and then you've got basically what would be like a hi hat, but it's just
it's a tambourine
and strapped to your foot.
Actually, no, I grab it with my toes, so. It's not strapped to nothing.
And it's funny because you're like, to my eye, like you think of left and right handed guitars, but you're set up as a left handed drummer there, right?
Correct. Yeah.
What's up with that?
I'm left handed. I play guitar left handed as well, and play saxophone left handed too. That's kind of a joke.
I was gonna say. Yeah. Wait a minute.
But it's that downbeat on my left foot. So I got the bass here, and then my tambourine on the right. So.
Well, it works out.
Yep.
Ian, Matthew, I want to say it's been a pleasure to know you. Thank you for making me aware of your band.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having us.
It's been a long journey we've been on together, and it's nice to see you come through so well.
Yeah.
What kind of a big, beautiful red
bass
is that?
This is an Engelhardt. I actually, about a year, maybe 2 years ago, about 2 years ago, my wife said she wanted to play bass, and bass players, hard to find. I said, sure, she's a great harmony singer, and... So a couple friends said, my buddy's got a bass for sale. And so I drove up and bought this bass for her, and we played in a band together for a while. And then I joined up with these guys and just kind of commandeered her
bass. Honey, can I borrow the bass?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's redder than most.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You can see all these with your own eyes, and these fine gentlemen, Scott Reisner, Matt Wobnitz, Casey Campbell, and Ian Matthew on stage tonight at the Clifton Opera House. We'll put links to this audio up on our website. And if you'd like to find out more, and I hope you will, about this band, look up PriceHillHustle.com or check them on Twitter. Price Hill Hustle is the handle for that. Gentlemen, thank you for being here today.
Nikki, thank you very much.
Good luck.
Appreciate it.